and speak now to Norman Bordeaux, Assistant Director of the Office of Homeland Security and Emergency for Calcasieu. This is in the northeast quadrant on the right side of Hurricane Rita, which is always the most dangerous. Rita's right side has apparently spun over Lake Charles, Louisiana, near the Texas border. Mr. Bordeaux, thanks very much for being with us. What can you tell us about what's happening where you are?
Thank you for your time this morning. Basically, we're running around kind of doing some assessments, you know, the best we can at this time. Tropical force storm winds have not abated yet in our area. Mm-hmm. That's kind of hindering our public safety agencies from merely being able to go out and give us some accurate information.
Mm-hmm. So until those winds die down, until your people can safely get out and operate, and for that matter, answer calls, it's going to be very difficult to guess the dimensions of what you're confronting.
That's correct. I mean, we're getting some of the scope on it, been in contact with the power companies in the area. Their estimate is that we're pretty close to a 100% outage, mm-hmm. Parish-wide, lot of areas, no water or wastewater capabilities. Generally, communications is intermittent. 800 megahertz radio systems are unstable at this time.
Mm. What are some of the range of calls you're getting? We've certainly become more familiar with that in recent weeks. People who were not able to evacuate their homes because of one health concern or another, for example?
Well, we've gotten a wide range of calls from the heartbreaking to the person that's in a home that's in trouble that we can't assist at the time because, you know, it was right in the height of the storm, to people before the storm even makes landfall wanting to know when they can come back. So it kind of goes from one extreme to the other.
Must be difficult for people whose lives is rendering service to people in emergencies to not be able to do that for the moment.
Extremely difficult.
Yeah. What do you see as your next responsibility over the next hour, Mr. Bordeaux?
Really trying to go out and get that assessment completed as quickly as possible so that we can pass that information along to the state office so that we can effectively mobilize state and federal resources to enhance our response capabilities here locally and attempt to return some normalcy to our area.
Thanks very much, Norman Bordeaux, Assistant Director of the Office of Homeland Security and Emergency for Calcasieu in Louisiana.